Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
Yo, yo, check this out. This is your girl, Cola Vogue, and I'm chilling with my boys right here on Off the Cuff Radio. Because we off the cuff right now. You dig?
What's up? It's your boy Lil Yaka, UNLV, bragging up from the river, cooling with my homies and my family at Off the Cuff Radio. Y'all be sure to tune in on Fridays and get the latest scoop and find out what's happening. You hear me?
Tiffany Levine.
And it's Queen Crazy, your girl's favorite bartender.
And we're from
Sex on the Rocks Podcast.
All right, you're now tuning in to Off the Cuff Radio.
Yeah, because they keep representing that world hip hop. Well, much love.
All right.
Y'all, this is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout out to the live show on Friday nights Off the Cuff Radio. And I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey y'all, this is Stacey Lachey, giving a shout out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio.
What's shaking, y'all? This is the Grand, one half of Lost Cause and one third of that Drive Time thing. Sending my love to the homies over at Off the Cuff Radio. Tune in every Friday night for some real deal hip hop conversation. These dudes are the connoisseurs of this thing. You already know what it is. BX Stand Up, Hud City, was shaking. Peace.
Yo, this is Joe Fresh the Dime, and y'all tuned in to the most raw, untouched show on radio, the Guillotine Team, Off the Cuff, and yo, Eric Sandman, off of these clowns.
sister's business, so I can never be mad. You bitches still thirsty, trying to catch up with my past. Half the things that I done, you would have never survived. Don't be so bitter, stop being worried about mine. 1 year later, still ain't did too fine. It's alright, it's okay, cause you know I am fine. I motivate, right? I motivate. I see you on my lies, I know you hate. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. I ain't mad at ya, so what you mad for? I ain't mad at ya. I ain't mad at ya, so who you mad at? I ain't mad at ya. I ain't mad at ya, so what you mad for? I ain't mad.
We get the bag. These bitches be trash. That's why they so mad. Stuck in the past. Been knew you a snake. Putting paint where it ain't. You hate just cause you can't. Respectfully, I'm at the bank. In my bathrobe, bitch. Minding my own business. The business that pays me. These bitches is crazy. Never cease to amaze me. I'm out of space feeling wavy. Best believe I'm misbehaving. Just sometimes I didn't be changing. Respectfully, I don't have patience. For hoes with a mindset that's basic. I'd rather get high on my spaceship. So I don't have time for no fake shit. So let's get right down to the business. Cut me the check, I'm expensive. I'm going far, I go deep in. Respectfully, I throw the shade back in that snow cat. These chickens don't really be thinking. And that's the main reason they thinking. Respectfully, I'm feeling lit. Respectfully, I'm with the shit. So watch me do it in drip. I never give up or quit. Respectfully, we get the bag. These bitches be trash. That's why they so mad. Stuck in the past. Been knew you a snake. Putting paint where it ain't. You hate just cause you can't. Respectfully, I'm at the bank.
Real name Lamar. I been past you up in my past cause I go far. My homegirl, I am me. Got me all up in Mars. Orbit, reaching the stars. Munchies, we got snicker bars. You bras never was in our lane. We was all on that top dog. Been out of space. Queen first, not in vain. I see your thirst. You see how we work. Respected, respectfully. Giving out no sympathy to varmints and fleas. I only fuck with G's. Moving forward, got the number one album I billboarded. And you never fucking hit the charts. I been the plug, you can never pull my cord. The difference, I do the shit that you can't afford. Still collecting old royalties, 20-some years ago. Bitch, Black Marilyn Monroe with a mo. Respectfully.
Respectfully, we get the bag. These bitches be trash. That's why they so mad. Stuck in the past. Been knew you a snake. Putting paint where it ain't. You hate just cause you can't. Respectfully, I'm at the bank.
Self-elevation, for sure keep them hating. We're going to different places. I don't do two faces, heaven or hell. I can't tell. The way you run in your mouth, you're destined to fail. As I sell records, records that can't be broken. I pray for the heartbroken. I've been outspoken. I'm way somewhere else. It ain't my fault you didn't accept that help. So
silky.
I'm all the way to Pluto.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, respectfully. I feel like Aretha. Genius, I'm Aether. Sativa diva. Follow the leader. Out in the tropic. The hottest topic. Don't make me pop it. Make me drop it. I am the livest. Bitch, I walk it. Like I'm straight out of Compton. Bitch, I'm out on the west. Only fuck with the best. So come fuck with me. Cause I am the best. Hey, respectfully, we get the bag. These bitches be trash. That's why they so mad. Stuck in the past. Been knew you a snake. Putting paint where it ain't. You hate just cause you can't. Respectfully, I'm at the bank.
my side. Put down that rock. Just say fuck them. Really never did trust them. Rather see me doing bad, but to say you really love them. Now pour my bubbly. It's alright, cause I had some move the fuck on. I'm gonna make it right if I can just correct my wrong. Get the fuck on. No more hold me back. I lie like my racks and my slacks. Yep, experience the best teacher. Sincerely, I apologize if the message didn't reach ya. It's alright, we're still tight. It's alright, we're still tight. It's alright, we're still tight. It's alright, we're still tight.
Tell a friend, tell a friend. You can make it if you want to. Just put your mind to it. Tell yourself you can do it, just do it. It's alright, just know it's alright. Gonna be alright. You can do it, I did it, we did it. It's alright, let me hear you say alright, alright. Do it all, I ain't mad at you. Bigger and better than that, and that's a fact. Been through it all, I done learned. Done better, doing better. Better, it's no better than that. Nope, I ain't mad at you. Nah, nah, not mad at you. Nope, not mad at you. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, for real.
I'm mad at you. What you mad for? I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. So who you mad at? I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. What you mad for? I ain't mad. Business is business, so I can never be mad. You bitches still thirsty, tryna catch up with my path. Half the things that I done, you would've never survived. Don't be so bitter, stop being worried about mine. 1 year later, still ain't did it too fine. It's alright, it's okay, cause you know I am fine. I motivate, right? I motivate. I see you on my lies, I know you hate.
Y'all know what it is, man. Episode 385 on the way of Off the Cuff Radio. I'm your host of the evening, King Eric, the media assassin. And I'm letting y'all know that on this special Monday night, we got a special episode lined up. Off the Cuff Radio, sponsored by Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy Entertainment, Jesse's Boutiques, Core Financial. We getting to it, you heard me? And I got my host T-Match with the facts in the building.
What it do, what it do. Monday Nitro, OTC is in the building. We ready to explode on this. Shout out to our co-host, the Spirit, a lot of Sandman, Lady Chinchilla. We are sponsored by Buddy Boy Entertainment, Dirty Basement Radio, Jesse's Boutique, and Core Financial. And we ready to rock with it.
And check the vibes out right now, man. Those two records that we played are from our guests. It's All Right and Respectfully. Two new records coming from our guest tonight. And I have to just give her a brief, solid, respectful intro right here. This woman has been a vocal part of the West Coast rap scene. Coming from the days of the early NWA days, the Rufus, Doghouse era. And you can hear her rocking it out with many of your favorite legends if you look at her resume. Always remaining solid from the first time we had her as a guest in 2016. And now she's back, and we're going to see what's happening with her. She's about to talk to us about her new project and what she has going for 2021. What's all welcome and put some respect on her name, Silky Fine, y'all.
Yep.
Hey, hey, good evening, fellas.
Lady
we
got to
put that round of ovation up there. We brought that back for you.
Oh, okay. Happy Christmas.
Respect.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the lovely intro.
Lady Legend definitely. From the SC, Still Key. What's going on, lady? How you doing?
It's all right, because I ain't mad at y'all.
That record
going to
be
mad at y'all.
I'm going to tell you this, that record going to be stuck in my head for the next week.
And, you know, I really didn't give you the master because I'm still mastering, but I'm just giving it to you guys so that you can just let them know how with the old and in with the new, baby.
Absolutely.
Man, we can dig it. Silky, this is T-Max all the way on the East Coast in VA, Hampton Roads, Virginia, 2 up, 2 down for 757, putting it down. I'm honored. It's a pleasure to meet you. I wasn't there, you know, for the first, you know, I wasn't part of the team then, but this is an unbelievable thrill to be talking to one of the living legends of the West Coast. So this is a very, very, very much appreciated honor that you bestowed upon, you know, myself as well as Off the Cuff Radio. So we're happy to have you on.
Well, thank you, and it is also my pleasure to connect with you as well, coming out of the East Coast.
Yeah, and we're already Facebook friends, too, so that's a great thing.
It's even better, you know, to get live. Let's get live.
Definitely. So, I mean, I guess we'll get right into it. I mean, you know, we were on, you know, back in 2016, 5 years later, and you still the center like the equator. I mean, tell us, what's been going on with you?
Well, as you guys know, definitely I took a long break from the music game. Right around 2015-16, I was trying to get back started, but it wasn't God's timing. So it really wasn't the right elements to take me to the next level. So then I just took another break, until when God give it to you, you just act on God's. You know, when he give you that vision, it only comes from him. Because I was getting visions from man, but they never manifest.
Right.
When I say man, you know, women, man, you know, so... You get my drift, but yeah, the timing is God's timing, and you know, I've always had it in me, so I think I'm living to be 80, 100 years old, Silky Fine is going to grab that mic, and I'm going to flow, and for sure, I'm a freestyle.
Man, one thing about it is, and I mean, one thing you know about it, Silky, is that, you know, from where, you know, you know, we had your old Rhyme and Crime buddy last night, you know, Big Shan. You know, we had her on, you know.
Oh, shouts out to Big Shan.
You know what?
Y'all just gave me an idea. I'm thinking this. And this is my A&R head thinking. I'm thinking y'all two might need to do a collab album. Y'all need to just crush the game on it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, me and Big Chan, we like sisters in the rap game. So that's never a hesitation. When it comes to Big Chan and Silky Fine, we just go in there and get it in. So I will be doing a full album. I will be featuring a couple of the hottest females on the West Coast because, I always try to embrace people, and I don't consider it being a hater. I call it being inspiration and motivation because a lot of people, they just don't have the boldness, I should say, or they just don't have the, I'm a rapper and I'm a carry it for life in them. So if they see Silky out there, like, wait a minute, she doing some more music. I know I can come back or I know I can get in the game. So, yeah, I like to inspire women. So I know when Silky Fine make any type of statements, I don't go on the likes because I'm organic and authentic, so a lot of people just don't get it. They don't get the realism. One of the words I always use, you know, it probably be in the dictionary real soon. I'm just, yeah, just the realism that people can't gravitate to being true. Instead of them giving you a compliment, they rather tell you, oh, you too this or you too that or why you still rapping? And I'm like, there's no limitations on it, baby. There's no age limit, there's no cutoff point to good talent. I don't care if you're an actress. Look at I Love Lucy. I think Lucy was 40-something years old when they made that show. But greatness is within. You know what I mean? Greatness is within. So, hey, you got to give it. You got to give it all you got. You got to just never give up. And when God puts the timing on you, it's like, you know, you move different, you act different. And I'm independent on this project, so that's why, oh, my goodness, it's like I am Janet Jackson control.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's the beauty of the independence. Like, it's your blood, sweat, and tears, and it's your, and on top of that, nobody is overseeing it. It's your vision. That's the beauty of it.
Right. And it's just like, you know, when you're younger and you had these great deals or these fucked up deals or however you look at it, it was what did you get? So I got knowledge and gain from Eazy-E. I got knowledge and gain from working with Pac. And definitely I got knowledge and gain working with Mr. Concepcion. But I won't,
Mike,
you know, I treat the artist fair. Like, whoever's featuring on my project, the record's registered the day we leave the studio. And I'm not, like, into yanking publishing and, you know, cheating writers, because I feel like as a writer, there's no way you don't get published. You are a writer and you are a publisher. So even before I started my project, I've rapped with every independent artist, male, female, on the West Coast, coming from France. It didn't matter. So, you know, I never felt like I was too big or my nose was so high in the air that I couldn't get down with the locals, you know?
And
then when you do that, it elevates your stock in a way with the people. It shows that you're not snooty. You have that snooty type vibe with the people.
Yeah, I still got that GBM, that gangsta bitch mentality in me, though. You see, I'm like, yo, what? You can't get the record? Oh, yeah, reschedule me, bro. I don't roll like that. And then I'm like, you didn't spell my name right? And you following me on all these social medias? So when it comes to being real,
I was actually very calm about it because I was like, it's all right. We're gonna smooth it out. We're going to smooth it out.
That part, because I am, especially when you're in control of your business and you're delicately handling it and you're making sure everyone that's on your team, they're being paid, they're being compensated correctly so that your project will be nothing but success. So that's where I'm at with it. It's like, you know, I'm not going to air out no more of these records. I'm going to just let them play with them two until I finish the project because it's intimidation. I mean, I'm not here to threaten anyone, but I just know male, females, they get intimidated by the sound. But I'm not trying to be the battle rapper, the best rapper. I am this and I'm that. No, I want to get a message across. I want to change the sound of music, especially on the West Coast, because I feel like we don't have that big boom behind us no more.
The sound
of the music strictly going to make you feel like the West Coast is all the way on the top, because I'm not doing trap. I'm not doing South. I'm doing West Coast, period.
You know, one thing about it, Silky, is that, you know, you being among one of the legendary luminary ladies of the Left Coast. You know, I mean, you know, of course, you, Big Chan, Yo-Yo, JJ Fad, you know, Sugar T, you know, y'all really laid down a foundation. And, of course, you know, with some of the new girls coming out, I got to big these girls up because I'm just a huge fan of them from Inglewood, Kamachina. Of course, you know, Miss Toy, she's part of that, you know, guard as well that y'all all came from. I mean, so one thing about it is what you said earlier about how people try to put limitations on your aspiration. The reality is that a lot of times they're blind to the vision because you got the 2020 and you've got that eagle eye of what you're trying to accomplish. You know, and especially the game of hip hop is so diverse, it's so rich.
Right.
It's always great to see legends like yourself who are still motivated even with everything that can happen along the way in terms of how the business can go. You know, we talked to Chan last night about how, you know, the game kind of switched up lanes on her, but, you know, she found another calling, but she still had a love for her. And, you know, where there's a difference between taking a break from what you do and then falling out of love with it. In terms of what you saw for your time in the business, just as an observer, you know, what were you noticing in terms of the paradigm shifts in hip-hop in terms of across the culture as a whole and then about how the West, you know, kind of started changing? Because we really want to get into it about how you feel about the West Coast scene, but first about how the hip-hop culture kind of evolved or in some people's sentiment kind of devolved in a sense.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you like this. Basically, mm-hmm. from the West Coast, being a mother load from the West Coast, shouts out to Clovis for putting me in that book with the top 100 females that really contributed and that stood out in the game. So, yeah, mm-hmm. being that originated on the West Coast, I feel like when we lost Tupac and we lost Eazy-E, Suge Knight no longer Death Row Records, that's when we lost our West Coast, period. I love mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar. I love Snoop Dogg. I love, you know, YG. But when those other cats, Eazy-E, Death Row Records, when it was Ruthless, when it was Tupac, it was live on the West Coast. They weren't afraid to give West Coast artists deals. So then when you have certain people that can elevate to a higher level, but they shit on their whole team, it's like, yeah. So you the woman or the man on the West Coast, but you really not helping. You're just featuring and making yourself look good, but you're not helping nobody's career. So then the West Coast steadily kept taking loss and loss because there was no more Eazy-E's, no more Suge Knights. And Dr. Dre, you know, he's like, fuck the homies in the hood. I got Eminem, you know. So he really didn't come back to look for great talent in the ghetto. So it just goes to show that we've had great artists, Kendrick Lamar, YG, a couple of other cats. And it's not enough unity because you can't just do it by yourself. What made the West Coast thick was that it was Cruz, and it was Snoop and the Dog Pound and the Doggies Angels and Exhibits and the Badasses and the Superflies and LaToya Williams and you, where is everybody at now? So, you know, it's a difference when you have somebody that's really making you a star or you just have somebody that need a hot sound or need a good look for the moment. Because longevity is from loyalty. And then there was no loyalty because the West Coast had a whole lot of snakes and slivers. And, you know, it was just all about divide and conquer. And that's when I said, fuck the rap game because I could go back to the hood and make some more money and keep my street credibility up to par because messing with this old crooked rap game, you down, you bound to catch a case, so you may as well go where you know is good in the hood. So I went through a little break of that because that, like, fake, it irritates my skin. So I learned as I grew wiser and more mature, and just every day I pray for growth. So I just learned, especially through the COVID, how to isolate myself, because a lot of social gatherings are around people that really want to be you. So they're not going to really give you a lot. It feel like you just have a big suitcase you lugging around, like just bricks on your shoulders. So once you get in tune with yourself and you realize the greatness that God gave you, because see what God gave the next person, he didn't get that to me. So I would be a fool to just say, I'm going to go do fingernails now. You know, just, you know, don't limit yourself, but then don't just do it for the passion. Do it for the gift, the talented gift, and do it from the heart so that, you know, your spirit remain rich because you didn't give up on what God gave you the talent to do. Don't just say, oh, I'm doing it because it's for the money. The message today, wait, I'm jumping over the place because it's on, and I do have another outing in about an hour. But the West Coast, basically, we had it popping. We lost our boys. We lost the people who weren't afraid. You know, Tupac really put Storm on records. He really put Silk on records and GBM. Easy, he really put females out. JJ Fad, HWA, Terry B, he was not afraid. And Suge Knight, he was definitely not afraid. He had a hot roster. He dropped the records, and then things just always end up bad on the West Coast because of the greed, the unfaithful, the unloyalty, and the hate. It's like straight up hate. Like, oh, she sound better than me on my own record, so I ain't gonna fuck with her. You know what I mean? Like, I do record shit. Some of my homegirls came off harder than me. That's what I want them to do, because I'm not trying to steal the spotlight. So when you do earn that position on the Silky Fine record, I'm handpicking people by their spirit, because everybody can't go. I don't want a tarnished project. Because I let one spirit jump on there from out of whatever they got going on. I'm very firm on that today because I learned the business.
Definitely. Well, that's heavy. That's heavy because I say this many times. It's a lot of talent out there, but the talent at the same time is missing heart. The heart to really make a stand and stand on their ground and speak on things that's going on. Like, there's lots of talent, but the heart is gone.
And that's why I have to be careful. So I'm just like, you know, people, I've done a couple of clips for It's All Right, and respectfully, shouts out to my best friend, Little Mama, Sexy OG. I had to, you know, just let her do her countryfied thing. And shouts out to my homegirl, Iami, because I put them on first because the work ethics, and it's just a peaceful situation, and it's, we come in and we work and we out of there, and nobody's talking about, well, what are you doing tomorrow? You know, we're all independent, we're moving in our own directions, but we still can team, gang, get together, make some beautiful music, just keep on pushing.
And one thing about it still is hearing you give all this wisdom is, it makes you the sage, you know, the sage trip of South Central, you know, because there's just something about, you know, being from the SC that y'all just keep it so G, you know. You know, Compton AV, got to shout out our boy South Central Cartel, got to shout out some of the new young guns like BG Perico and all them, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's just, you know, Joey Fats, you know, all those guys. You know,
I just want to see more unity out here on the West Coast, because, like, back in the day when the West was just popping and niggas in New York, they didn't even care about the snow. Everybody wanted a low. Everybody wanted to get switches. Everybody wanted to wear Pendletons and khakis. And it was just like the West Coast had a big statement, but we had a lot of love even though it was a little beef with the record companies at the end of the day, if Snoop did a video, it was one phone call. Everybody showed up. If DJ Quick was shooting something, everybody showed up. It was just like more love and loyalty. But then when you look 20 years later, like, damn, the DJ Quicks, the AMGs, the High C's, second to none. And you look at the Snoop, you know, and all the artists that he just handpicked, and it's like, okay. And then it's just no more leadership. So I had to learn how to kind of be careful, because people act like they didn't hear it, and they did. And so many people get offended because they're guilty of the shit. You won't get offended mm-hmm. if you know you ain't did no greedy shit, or just really worked over somebody, or you not talking to somebody because they told the truth, you know. So you just have to balance the egos. It's a lot of egos on the West Coast, which, you know, I'm very diverse, so I get it in. I can go to the Hermosa Beach where I was at the party yesterday, or I could go to the hood function where I was at early Saturday. You know what I mean?
Turn up.
A lot of people, they don't know how to be diverse because they're very narrow-minded, so they just stay just stuck one place because this is what they want, where they've been. And a lot of people are like, I'm not going back to the ghetto. You know, I'm not going to do a Nipsey. I won't open up too many shops, or if I do, I won't be hanging out at them. But, yeah, I might throw up some South Central Silky Southern biscuits or something.
Man.
Yeah.
But that energy y'all have on the West is infectious, you know. For myself, you know, being born and raised, you know, in Virginia, you know, Seaside,
right.
You know, Chesapeake, you know, specifically, you know, we, you know, growing up, you know, it was always just, y'all really exhibited a sense of fun-loving, carefree gangster lifestyle to us as, you know, young niggas, man. We just loved it. I mean, you know, from the women, you know, you personify like that hot hood girl, you know, swag, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we saw palm trees, Lolos, you know, we were like, yo,
right.
L.A. is the place to be, you know. But one thing about it is I've, you know, from over the years, and, you know, what you said about the musical direction, you know, it's one thing I've always appreciated about y'all. And I'm older, you know, King and myself, we're older. So we come from that old school where we have a certain sensibility for the aesthetics of what the art is, you know. And we've always,
right.
always appreciated y'all for the fact that for the most part, you know, y'all musical fabric has pretty much stayed the same. You know, y'all have, even if there was maybe a bit of funk, you know, in terms of facilitating function between, you know, the families and such, y'all always managed to keep the music at a certain level of what we remembered it as. And, you know, you got some
right.
artists to this day, you know, even in Northern California, you know, shout out to Mozzie, you know, Filthy Rich, Jay Styling, you know, Fourth Uncle E40. Yeah, you know,
exactly, because, and it's like with the transition of music where it is today, that's what really made me want to drop something 2021, because we just dealt with the COVID, and then, like, I'm really a street activist. Like, gangbanging is dumb. I know the gangsters is mad at me, like, yeah, but that, like, we got to do different, because it doesn't mean what it used to mean. It's a setup. We got to correct our streets, and music has a very strong influence on people listen to music just to get by. Some people can't even wake up without turning on music. So the thing is, with today's music, the message is all distorted. So that made me want to come back with a sophisticated, sultry, feel-good album so that people can party, so that people can overcome their darkness, to uplift our young women. Like, it's not cool to be a stripper. And when we was coming up, well, you could be a private dancer but have some class. like the streets out here, Western, Figueroa. You look at these young girls, they like 14, 15, walking up and down the street. It's okay when you 18 and older, you know, you can play with the hair, but it's just the message for women. It's like we just can't get out of this degrading stage when back in the day it didn't offend us like the bitches, because you know you a bad bitch. Now, weak bitch might be offended, but like we was in a group called Gangsta Bitch Mentality, so the bitches didn't even bother us. But what bothers me today is the music is just straight out telling you, take some codeine syrup, take some pills and shit, pop a Xanny. And, you know, the youth is thinking, hey, this is the thing to do. But like I told a young brother at the studio the other day, I'm like, well, how old are you? Oh, 25. You know, leaned out, blah, blah, this and that, taking pills. And I'm like, so who's going to take care of us in another 10, 20 years? Because we're going to need doctors and nurses and people to drive us. And, like, what do you think your generation is doing? How many is going to survive, and how many even have the skills? Like, the youth, they don't work. They don't want to work. They in the streets. So it's kind of scary when you go through a pandemic and you see that the pandemic didn't stop nothing in L.A. because our crime rate surely went up.
Man, I think what happened to us,
you know, that's some real stuff right there, because I think the music started reflecting the streets. I remember when the artists, whenever we have issues going on with the, what's going on with the black community, for that matter, they were first in line to speak up on it. It's like, even God bless the dead, man, this kid that got killed out there in Minnesota by the police.
Right.
We was out, y'all was out front line speaking on stuff like this. Whereas today, you don't really see it like that. You might see a hashtag or an Instagram post, but the music at the end of the day is what moves.
And that's what I'm saying, the NWA records, the Tupac records. I mean, if you really dig into the content, it was warning us about the police brutality, shooting us down. It was warning us about having a black president. You know, it was just like so many signs that they said, well, gangster rap is this. No, gangster rap is a reality that people wanted to cover so that them true stories wouldn't become more militant, more Black Panthers. Because it's like what the gangs out here doing, they're corrupting our communities and making it harder for the generation under them. So where are the leaders at? I see a lot of women out in the street, activists, and out here marching and going to different neighborhoods saying, oh, well, won't you talk to such and such? Y'all don't need to be out here shooting each other. And, you know, women are also peacemakers, some of us. Because some of us are some shit starters. But, you know, a lot of women, we are peacemakers. So I think this millennium has caused the women to just take their position and take their power, because that's what I'm doing.
And that's always a great presence to have, you know, because black women are, of course, the mother civilization. Y'all are the stabilizer. You know, I wanted to jump back on the gang mentality of it, or what's been going on in hip-hop still, because one thing about it is, you know, what you were talking about, how we have reality rap, of course, with Cube, Ice-T, N.W.A., Compton's Most Wanted, you know, King T, DJ Quick.
Right.
You know, they were all speaking on this back in the day with it. And now, you know what I mean? When you're looking at a lot of the gangs out there, you know, from Trag New all the way out to TTP, Treetop, you know, when you're looking at East 97,
right,
all the way to, you know, Broadway Gangsta Crip, taking it on to Hoover. You know, it's like one thing about it.
Taking
is
it to the school yards all the way back to the neighborhood. Like,
yeah, you know,
it's a culture
right
out here.
Okay, go ahead, yeah.
But I just think that the leaders either walked away from it, like, we can't tell these kids nothing. Shit, we was doing shit. They going to do what they want to do. But I think that's not the right attitude when it come to watching the news and a six-year-old was shot because somebody just drove by or walked by. You know, there has to be some more control and in our own communities. So when an OG allow a lot of nonsense to take place in their community, you know, that's where the problems start. So can't no woman go to everybody's hood and think she gonna change anything. But,
right.
You know, it's up to these leaders and these women. And, you know, like I always say, Eazy-E, he saved me from being a gang member. I never signed up for no gang. I didn't do gang activities. You know, I hung. I was always affiliated because I just didn't want to be a little prissy cute girl. I was like, what's going to make me be rough and ugly hanging with the gangsters? So, you know, I kind of gravitated to that. And then Eazy exposed me to a whole different world, Calabasas, South Bay Gallerias, and not even the South Bay. We were at the the Glendale Galleria, you know, just leaving South Central, really being in the valley. That was just like, so to have that experience at a young age, it just really helped me with my diversity because, like I said, I done been to the top and back to the bottom. So, you know, and it was beyond my control because I just couldn't believe that a person with just 20 years of just collecting all your money and nobody really wanted to, you know, go up against it. It was like after five attorneys didn't want to take my case, I just said, you know what, I'm going to let God take this case. And what God did was he strengthened me to get through, you know what I'm saying, because you have to grow through it when you're getting through it. Because if you just stay at a standstill, then you really did not make it through. You still stuck. And that's why I'm saying, hey, 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 it's the wedding cake. It's the new album, and we could talk about that. Because Silky got another little outing to take care of. Busy lady these days.
Definitely. You're getting all that press.
Definitely.
Yes, indeed.
Definitely. And I mean, we're going to chop this up. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we're going to chop this up because, like I said, it was the substance of music that I've been hearing, and I'm just like, it's just nerve-wracking, and they're not really putting a message out there. And it's like my granddaughter only likes pop music because she just can't relate to all this stuff, which I'll be like, that's right, baby, listen to your JoJo, you know, JoJo Siwashi, whatever the little girl name is. But I was like, okay, it's been 21 years since I dropped my last album, which was The Come Up, a digital released unpromoted album. Then 23 years since the dropping of Romeo and Juliet, blowing up, the album hitting gold, Raw Silk. So I'm like, okay, 21, 23, so 2021 is the year that I'm going to release The Wedding Cake. Now, why did I call it The Wedding Cake? Because first of all, I keep the best marijuana, and it's called Wedding Cake. So, you know, I'm always doing good. So I'm smoking on that good wedding cake. And I look at it like someone getting married every day. You know, every other day, every weekend, there's a wedding. So a wedding is a celebration. And because it's my anniversary, over 20 years since I dropped great solo records, I thought this would be the best year to celebrate my anniversary because I'm married to the gang, and that's how it's going to be. You dig? It's a celebration. It's everybody's going to get a slice of this wedding cake. It's to uplift not only women. This album is going to uplift men. It's going to make fathers be fathers, you know what I mean? And women, they gonna have to be mothers, because it's a lot of women who just disrespect their children, and it's a lot of dads who have full custody. So it's definitely a wake-up album. It's definitely a motivation, inspirational album. I got about 4 records talking some shit, because that's the features, you know. I got to let the features feel free. So that's what I'm excited about. I'm doing my merchandise. I'll be releasing some hot items next month. As well, with this album, I want to say by November, headed towards the end of the year, I will be delivering a documentary from the beginning to the ending of working on this album, The Wedding Cake. So I'm going to go all the way back. Yeah, got to cut it, baby. We cutting checks, though. That's what it is. It is that. So it's just like when you invest in yourself and you know that you finally own all your rights to your music, you'll be getting the greatest hit, Silky Fine album. You'll be getting a wedding cake, and you'll be getting a documentary. So, yeah, it's work, you know, and the God brought me back at this time. It wasn't nothing. It wasn't nobody. It was me bumping into some great inspirational people. And I want to say a super shout out to Nala Soul Records over there in Hollywood, and my boy Brandon, and my videographer, Video G, and his wife, my esthetician, Elizabeth. And shouts out to the distribution, Urban Alliance. Shouts out to the features that I had, Wayne D. Shouts out to I Ami, Little Mama, Gangsta Dresta, Second to None, you know, the team. You know, it's just been great. It's been 3 weeks working on this project, and it just feels good. I'm not doing the rushy like I did the first album in 1 week, but I'm not taking my time, but I'm really nurturing this project, which I'm looking forward to releasing it at the end of June, you know, really just going full-fledged for this hot summer. And, shooting a couple of videos and staying healthy, back in the gym, just so I can build that endurance up. Because I'm sure we're going to have more concerts. They opening shit back up like we thought with this COVID situation. But, it's just time to work. I'm here to inspire females, because I think one of my lines, I say 21 years later, still ain't did a Silky Fine, because I feel like, shouts out to Saweetie, she did hit the charts. You know, coming from the West Coast, I haven't heard of a solo female artist hitting the Billboard charts since Romeo and Juliet. So I'll kind of study, and I'll be Googling, like, who hit number one. And, Saweetie, shouts out to her. She did do that. So I just felt like it was time to bring some more good music.
Definitely. And, you know, yeah, man. And I mean, it's always welcome, you know, to really, really, really see, you know, because one thing about it, it's always good to see the legends come back and really show how it's supposed to be done. You know, King, you know, myself, we've talked to so many artists, you know, on the air, off the air about, and we kind of lament where hip-hop is, to where hip-hop is not always the culture inclusive in terms of letting the legends, you know, still continue to make their impact. You know, we, sadly, at times it seems we're the only genre that doesn't always appreciate, you know, the founders, you know, of it. You know, but I'm like, you know, y'all are the ones that really paved the way for everybody to keep going. You know, and that's why y'all are essential, you know, for what goes on.
And I want to give a shout out to Right. I want to give a shout out to the tax lady. I ran into her Saturday. We were at a mutual friends gathering, and we always talk on social media, and she'd be like, we got to hook up, but we finally met in person. And she's very dope, Dutch Bossiana, St. Dutch Bossiana. She's really, really dope, and she was like, Silky, I'm really here, mother. She was like, bitch, if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be no me. And I'm just real enough to let you know I'm going to pay homage. Like, yeah, I know where you come from, you know, and it just made me feel good to still receive videos of Romeo and Juliet, and little girls are like 18 and 19 singing that record, sending me DM messages like, I love this record. So I'm like, you know, they always, oh, Silky is a one-time hit wonder, whatever. I'd rather been a has-been than a never-has-been. And when you really look at every record that was like a feature, it was a bomb-ass record. It wasn't just like some sweep under the rug. They took me off. You know, I love you, Snoop Dogg. Took me off the radio versions and that video, but it still gets airplay. My version. Shouts out to 93.5 K-Day. But the Got Beef, I Wish You Wouldn't Trust Me, Thug Love. You know, I did a gang of features that were like bomb-ass records. So I like to say that everything I rapped on was kind of a hit.
Yeah.
Everything's
just flat. You know, it got this little feel. And that's why people are like, well, Silk, are you going to change? No, I have a very organic, authentic sound. I would be a fool to try to come back. I would have come to the party. You know, I can rap like that, but that's corny to me because it ain't me. People want to hear,
right.
Since the first time I saw you, they want to hear that. It's all right, it's all right, from the top to the bottom. Had to clear my thoughts. You know, I'm Silk. Like, I can't be anybody else. So, hey, like it, love it, or don't, because we're going to go up this year with all the music.
Man, look, you got to keep it rocking. You got
to keep
it rocking back
and
forth.
Yeah. Either.
Yes, yes, yes. I definitely, when this project is all mastered, you guys will get your official copy, because I'm sure it's going to be at least 8 of them jams that's going to go radio, period. Internet,
okay.
Radio, mainstream radio, radio. Because it's like once you really hit the charts and you make music, you don't want to go nowhere else. I mean, I know they have Spotify charts and everything's digital, but I still want to hit them Billboard charts because they do exist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one thing about it, man, I mean, the way you keep, you know what I'm saying, rocking and rolling, you know, bouncing, you know, keeping it bouncing and riding like a 6-4 Lolo, you know, hitting the switches, you know, with the rhyme genius, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's something that, yeah, I mean, it's classic.
Right.
What is it about?
You know,
yeah,
independent,
classic, yeah.
Yeah. It's different, but you know, with the right attitude and the right people, and you push on the right door, believe me, it's going to open with its arms wide open. So, you know, I don't have any fear. I don't have any regrets. I just thank God for the strength for me overcoming so many obstacles, so many situations, for me shining light through the darkness. I am so happy for social media because when I came out, we really didn't have, I think we had MySpace. It wasn't the technology of today. So back in the day, people could lie on you. Oh, she in the hood, she this. They'll never tell, oh, she go to work every day. Oh, she does work out in the gym. Oh, yeah, she, you know, because now we can really represent who we are. People can actually see us for those that keep it real on Instagram. And don't just put memes up all day. You know what I mean? You get to see the person is healthy. No, the person is not drunk 24 hours a day. Oh, you know, yeah, because, oh, boy, the bad press, they still, even if they see you looking good, there's so much bad press out there. It's like Selena, you know, the lady who, yes, a lot of them type of ladies around, too. You just got to be careful with who you share your information with, because other people run with your story to where it's sabotaged by the time you go shake your hand and sign the deal or make that commitment. Somebody else went and told what you shared with them in a different fashion, and it just messes up. So, yeah, this go round, I'm protecting my energy, protecting my space. I'm being selective with who I let surround me, period.
And you got to. One thing about it, Silk, and what you touched on about social media, because, you know, it's already been, you know, 15 years from when we really saw MySpace take off, and even from where hip-hop was at a different time, you know, we've seen more now, of course, with Instagram Live, Facebook Live, Twitter. We've seen all this come into full bloom, and I think a lot of artists really don't understand certain elements of, you know, type of things you put out there. I want to ask in terms of what we've seen also about where a lot of artists now are trying to adopt, you know, the gangbang culture, where back in the day, you know, you saw artists, you knew who, if you were really in the know, you knew artists who were really doing it, but that was not something that was necessarily being glorified or really even
right
on. And now we see
even within, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, even with N.W.A., like, they always just thought they weren't negative. They were really political rappers. And they was just, like, telling people, like, this is what happens. And they willed the Battle Ram, Toddy T, you know, and Mixmaster Spade, rest in peace. You know, it was just, it was really a reality of what we were going through. And now it really exists today. And the George Floyds and the Latasha Harris, and, you know, it's just a repeat until we do something different. And that's why I say any artist with power who not really out here cleaning the streets, don't just go open up a business and hang out, because that didn't turn out so well. But it's like cleaning up the community. You don't have to live in the community to come back and clean it up. Whether it's buying some paint, giving the little brothers a job for the day. Maybe if you go to the hood and give them $100, the kids will feel good about painting their graffiti, and they won't want to spray paint again.
Right. Yeah,
but it's like the people that are, you know, that's why I'm working on power, so I don't even got to talk about it. I could just be the lady out there handing the kids the paintbrushes and a couple of hundred for their pockets so they can feel like they really belong in a positive manner. Don't hand these kids no guns and drugs. Hand them paintbrushes. Show them how to cut grass. You break out your lawnmowers. You know, it's just time to uplift our culture, because so many people have let drugs just take them out that we're losing our generations.
Yeah, and one thing about it is the kids got to understand, too, it's nothing wrong with living a regular life. You know, social media, you know, King and myself, we talk about it so much, you know, because we came from an era where we played outside, we rode bikes, we would be out on the porch, you know, with our homies just talking. You know, but a lot of these kids now, their biggest, you know, it seems like their biggest aspiration, and I'm going to just go there, you know, because, you know, we've seen, you know, well, from where you've seen, you know, thug culture and thought culture really become big. Like you said about the young girls now, you know, it's like all they want to do is basically, you know, look for the
clout.
You know, you got, you,
all about clout.
You know, you
and
got
it's
the
like
young girls.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just
you got the young dudes
everywhere.
Out there that just want to be wilding. Go ahead.
Right. Like, I've seen kids 13, they got more gold chains and Jordans, and it's like we're raising our children, and if you can't keep that up, what are they going to do to keep that up? Go out here and steal. Go out here and crook. So it's like we really need to instill the value of unmaterialistic things, because that's causing our kids to lose their life. You know, somebody see this kid dressed fresh, they're going to rob them. It's just the wrong messages are put out there. And I'm just going to make a change with my music. I'm going to continue to fight to uplift the children, because there's so many selfish people. Even though I only have one child, one son, I got about 100, 1,000 sons, because I embrace the streets. I want to know why they feel like this. What can we do to change it? Aren't you tired of going to the modern-day slave hole, the penitentiary, the county jails? You know, sometime a parent is absent. So I say I have a lot of God family, because I feel like God put me there for a reason. So if I can't help you, if I can't give you words of wisdom, I'm not going to come around negative. Yeah, F this, fuck that, this, that. You know, it's a whole spirit that goes with negativity. And it's just, it's a disease. So if you surround yourself around it, no matter how light the picture may look, your mouth, if you can say one thing that just goes all negative. So I'm still correcting myself, because how can I be right if I don't correct my wrongs? And people always trying to correct somebody else's wrongs. Look in the mirror, not being conceited, but correct yourself, because none of us are perfect. So if I'm always running around trying, now if you're doing bad and I'm in a better position, yeah, I would want to listen to someone in a better position than me, meaning that they have a little more knowledge in a certain area because they succeeded. Like a person who, a female, that even males, if you did not write a number one record, you can't tell me until you solo go write you a number one record, and then I can listen to your experience. But if you don't have my experience, it's hard for me to kind of take heed. You know, we live, we learn. So I can't go tell a butcher how to cut. I can't tell a butcher how to cut his meat, because I've never been a butcher. You know, it's nonsense when people come at you like they know everything, but they don't know the things you did, or they don't know what you went through. So it's like, yeah, only thing I could give advice on is having a number one record, being a solo writer, protecting your publishing. You know, I can't tell you about cutting hair, cutting meat. I'm not into cutting. Only thing I cut is cut up on Off the Cuff Radio.
That was the smoothest plug ever.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not.
I got to go round of applause for that. That was the smoothest plug we ever got.
Right. Okay, well, I know you guys have to get into some music. You guys could chop it up on what you thought about old Silky Fine. I'm Silky Fine. But yeah, I'm crossing over to the mainstream radio because I'm a grown-ass lady and sophisticated, sassy with some street class on it. And only thing really changed was the date and the weather, and I'm just coming with a little more substance. And I'm not talking about drugs. I'm talking about lyrics, music that you can feel, and people going to want to say, hey, I can do this. If Silky came back after 20 years, I can go back to school and get that doctor degree, or I can go get my bachelor's, or I can open up my own beauty shop. I can start off selling tacos on a truck and open up a taco shop. You know, I just want to inspire.
Yeah, and it's always about, especially in these times of what's going on, to be able to really inspire and to really bring a good feeling, because so many people have felt alienated, ostracized, downtrodden, and have hit hard times. And to be able to maintain that type of infectious energy, that contagious positivity, the radiant optimism that you give, you know, I think the wedding cake title that you chosen is appropriate because, you know, till the time for the time until we leave this life, we're married to it. So let's have a matrimony of magnificence, enjoying our existence. You know, let's
yes.
look at the things that we can really, really, really engage in, embrace, and enjoy. You know, because it's all about living. You know, like my man Red said in Shawshank Redemption, get busy living or get busy dying. Goddamn right.
You right about that. That's how the game goes. So that's all I'm here to do is inspire, motivate, because it seemed like as long as Silky from 2017, 18, 19, 20, long as Silky don't say she doing some music, soon when Silky say she in that studio, boy, people stop calling, people stop hitting the like button. People don't even share my stuff. But, you know, that's petty. I just like, okay, thank you, Lord. Let them stay in their space because I'm enjoying my space. I'm enjoying the authentic love, and I'm definitely enjoying the love from my diehard fans because it was never my friends that made me go number one in the first place. So, shouts out to all my lovely fans who follow me, who comment, who even know that I'm doing an interview before me, who was tapping in like, Silky, what time you going on? Silky, it's your interview with Off the Cuff. You go, what time? So I wanted to be on time, started off like the fire that I am, because, you know, I just can't slack and lack. Got to bring you the heat, bring you the fire, and make sure that everybody stay lit.
Man, look, that's a volcano of verbs right there in terms of how they explode with the expression still. Because one thing you said earlier about people around you, you got to watch your circle. Because I heard a phrase one time, and I never forgot this. You can't be friends with somebody that wants your life, you know.
Period.
And you know, you know, whether you are the super big, you know, celebrity or just, you know, an around the way, you know, notoriety, you know, who has a little bit of connects, you know. But when people, like you said, and that goes out to what you said about the gifts you have, somebody else may not have and vice versa. But the reality is that sometimes, you know, people are envious of you and you don't even know it. And that's where the sabotage comes in because there's those hidden petties and jealousies.
Right.
Motherfuckers be they be in a competition with you and they be losing. Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, I always try to be expressive on posting. You know, I'm like, the only person that I compete with is myself because I'm not even competing. Shouts out to Young M.A. That girl is so fucking dope. She's spitting bars after bars after bars. I don't compete with Beyonce. I don't compete with Sweetie, Megan. Like, those are kids to where I come from. I couldn't even try to jump in the rim with a 20 or 30-year-old without looking foolish. So I let my peers know. I let the people that I grew up with know. I can never compete with somebody that never did a Silky Fine. Walk in my shoes, survive the things that I survived, carry the dignity and a great personality, because there's some people that didn't go number one and they didn't get all they just dues and they walked around mad at the world or they walk around with an attitude or they bigger and better than life. But I was that lady who had a number one record. And I'm not too proud to let the world know I was right back on public transit, riding buses to get back to work because I wasn't getting no royalties. So, yeah, a lot of people, they can't swallow hard pills without really having a nervous breakdown, without going into depression, without becoming an addict, needing rehab, needing some mental health. So I just thank God for it all. And now I can look at the younger days when it was a little bitterness because that motherfuckers ripped me off. I learned how to carry it with grace. because there was a lot of people in my ear running back telling this, saying Silk said and did this. So it was sabotage all the way around. So now when I protect my space and my energy, people ought to understand that. It's called maturity. It's called growth. It's called not making the same mistake.
Yeah. And in life, you learn those lessons of evolution. That defines your existence in terms of giving the exclamation, because the exclamation point is where you hit that eureka moment of discovery. You know, and sometimes people simply live their life from a level of, you know, it's just, it doesn't really, the syntax of how they structure their life is not always, you know, spelled out in a complete sentence. You know, a lot of times it's incomplete with bad punctuation and bad grammar. You know, you're not always going to get everything lined up the way you want to, but your life is a story, and you want to try to make that story as coherent as possible. It's not always going to have everything correct in your chapters, but let those chapters be authentic, and let it be a reflection of who you are, not somebody else's story. Nobody knows your story better than you. Nobody should tell it better than you, and no one should be able to dictate it but you.
Thank you very much. Well, I do appreciate you guys for giving me that awesome time. I wanted to get it started because I know you guys got to continue the show, and I do have a place to be in about 45 minutes. So, yes, I want to just send you guys a lot of love, and I'm never too big to do anything that you guys need me to do. And when I do blow up, I'm going to really look out for off the cuff. So don't even worry about it. We're just going to look at great success, great things up ahead, and we're not going to talk about it. We're going to definitely be about it.
And you know what? We're going to end the show on that note while once again putting respect on the new songs that you sent in its entirety. And we're going to play these two records that you sent just to let people know where to find it. You care to let people know where your Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff so people can check for you?
Okay, well, the easiest thing for you to do, if you want to know what's up with Silky Fine, go to Google. That's SYLKEFYNE. Google that. Don't ask me, ask Google. Shout out to Rich Nitz, the hot fashion. Yeah, that's the slogan. Yeah, but just go to Google, baby, because by the time I go to the Facebooks and if you hit Google, it's going to say everything you want to know about me, real name, all that. So, yeah, I thought I would share it in some of these new records. My real name, Lamar. Yeah, they didn't expect that, love, but yes, yeah, all over Google.
Exactly. So we know you got to go ahead and take care of your other obligations. So we're going to close the show with It's All Right. That record already stuck in my head.
I know that's right, baby, because it's all right. I had to play it myself to calm myself down. Thank you guys again for having me. I got your back and you got mine, and that's how we ride with Miss Silky Fine and Off the Cuff Radio, getting ready to drop one of the singles off the wedding cake, and It's All Right, featuring OG Sexy Little Mama, produced by Mugga Man.
As my man Sandman would say, there we go.
From the top to the bottom, had to clear my thoughts, put
my bubbly. It's alright, cause I had some move the fuck on. I'm gonna make it right if I can just correct my wrong. Get the fuck on, no more hold me back. I lie like my racks and my slacks. Yep, experience the best teacher. Sincerely, I apologize if the message didn't reach ya. It's alright, it's alright, we're still tight. 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 It's alright, 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 it's alright,
it's alright. Fall down, get back up again, tell a friend, tell a friend. You can make it if you want to. Just put your mind to it, tell yourself you can do it, just do it. It's alright, just know it's alright, gon' be alright. You can do it, I did it, we did it. It's alright, let me hear you say alright, alright. Do it all, I ain't mad at you. Bigger and better than that, and that's a fact. Been through it all, I done learned. Done better, doing better, better. It's no better than that, nope, I ain't mad at you. Not mad at you, nope, not mad at you. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, for real.
I ain't mad at you, what you mad for? I ain't mad at you, I ain't mad at you. So who you mad at? I ain't mad at you, I ain't mad at you. What you mad for? I ain't mad. Business is business, so I can never be mad. You bitches still thirsty, tryna catch up with my past. Half the things that I done, you would've never survived. Don't be so bitter, stop being worried about mine.